Spiritual Life Center. Transforming lives as we love, serve, and remember who we are.
One heart.
We greet you in the name of all that is good, all that is sacred, and in the warm and loving energy of this community, Spiritual Life Center. If you're joining us for the first time, we especially want to welcome you because we know that you are not here by accident. You're here by divine appointment. Thank you for joining us on your unique path today, and we hope you enjoy this special message from this past Sunday's service.
Sunday celebration service that we bring to you wherever you happen to be right now. Today we're going to do something a little bit different, a little away from our norm. Instead of a talk or a lesson that either I give or one of our speakers usually gives you, I'm going to be with my good friend and colleague, Reverend Jim Lee. Reverend Jim Lee is now at the Unity of Las Vegas. And we're going to have a conversation and discuss the way forward and how we can navigate through these interesting times that we're all going through as a result of COVID-19. So you'll see both of us today asking one another questions. We'll be sharing our thoughts with you. And the technology allows us to do it. So we're going to conduct an experiment with something new this morning. So let's take a moment now to simply commune with the presence of the Spirit of the living God. We may call it the force, but regardless of what we call it forth as the activity of our awareness. Divine presence, it is within you that we live and we move and we have our very beingness in. And as we allow this presence to have its way with us, we know that all the answers that we seek are provided because it knows the answers even before we know the questions. And therefore we can get right guidance and perfect and divine solutions to whatever is facing us. And so we're grateful to be the vessels and the vehicles of this presence, to allow it to be expressed through us each and every moment of our day. We do so to such a degree we can say that when you see me, you see the presence that sent me. For this and so much more, we're grateful and say so in the name and the nature of the Spirit of the living God. Amen. I invite you now to join in and say our five unity principles. God is absolutely good and everywhere present. People are inherently good. Thoughts create our experiences. Prayer and meditation are how we connect with God. And we must take action.
Good morning, Spiritual Life Center. I'm speaking to you on behalf of your Board of Trustees and to give you an update on a couple of things that we've been working on behind the scenes, primarily around our budget and our bylaws. So first, regarding our budget, I want to start with sending out a big thank you for all of your generosity. It's been overwhelming. It means so much to us. And I'm happy to report that both March and April, we actually, our results were better than our budgeted amounts. And this allowed the board to approve paying staff, contractors, and stipend employees, as well as continuing our community giving through the month of May. So that's good news. I would also like to share that we applied for and received our share of the federal government's payroll protection loans. So we received $45,500 and some change to be used for payments for staff. This equates to about 13% of our annual costs for staff, contractors, and stipend employees. The Payroll Protection Program is a loan designed for small businesses. It's direct support for small businesses to keep their workers on the payroll. So that's us. And these loans will also be forgiven if employees are kept on the payroll for 8 weeks and that the money is spent specifically for payroll, for rent, mortgage interest, or utilities. So this is good news for us, as our priority has always been to support our hardworking staff. And so this loan, along with your continued support, will allow us to do that and to honor that commitment. So thank you. And now about our bylaws. I want to share with you the results of our membership vote on the revision of the bylaws. The 2-week voting period ended on Friday. And I'm pleased to report that the new bylaws were approved by a strong majority. And thanks everyone for your participation. Our next steps in that process will be to create an ongoing membership team that will be comprised of board members and some governing members. And they will be tasked with designing and administering the membership policy and the membership program. And so stay tuned for more information on that. We're working on that. So that's it for now. And I just, I hope you all are well and that you are finding peaceful, easy ways of adjusting to all the new normals that are out there. I have to believe that there's a greater good that is emerging. And we just know this. And so blessings to you all. Thank you. Thank you.
Spiritual Life Center is a loving, vibrant family that welcomes home all people and accepts everyone, no exceptions. Weaving ancient spiritual traditions with emerging wisdom, we cultivate a spiritual deepening with the divine, each other, and our planet.
Everybody, let's sing together. God is moving through the Spirit. Through the Spirit. Moving in all the earth. Signs and wonders when God moveth. So move, O God, in me. Let's sing it again. God is moving through the Spirit, moving in all the earth. Oh, signs and wonders when God moves. So move, oh God, oh God, in me. One more time, say, God is moving through the Spirit, moving in all the earth. So I want you to move, oh God, God in me, oh, signs and wonders when my God moves, hallelujah, so Lord, move on in me, oh God in me.
As we settle into this time of quiet, breathe naturally. Become aware of how you relax with each breath. Breathe into the back of your heart and exhale through the front of your heart. Melt into your seat. Relax your eyelids and allow your vision to become soft and cloudy as you close your eyes. Take a deep breath and silently affirm, "Move, O God, in me." As you become aware of the music in the background, imagine it as a musical stream flowing into the middle of your chest and directly into your physical heart. The energy slowly rotates and becomes a spiral. The spiral winds its way around your heart and expands so that your entire chest is filled with the spiral of healing musical energy. As the spiral goes round, a small spiral arm separates out and rotates down your torso to fill your left leg and foot. Now another spiral arm appears and makes its way down, filling your right leg and right foot. As the main spiral spins in your torso, another arm spins off into your left shoulder, arm, and hand. And still another arm spins off into your right shoulder, arm, and hand. And now the main spiral sends off one more arm up through your neck and into your head. You are a spiral. You are a galaxy. And your heart is the center. It is the movement of spirit within you that rotates the central spiral and sends the arms of musical light to the far reaches of your body. Each cell is infused with this God light energy. Every cell is activated. Every cell wakes up and joins in this dance of love, light, and healing. For a dance is what this is. The essence of God energy moves and circulates in and around you. Each cell activates the next. They dance with each other in the light of God, and they know every step of the dance. Your very essence is dancing with the one source, the light of light, the one and holy God energy. There is nothing in you now but love and light. You laugh in the pure joy of dancing with spirit, never missing a step, of being in complete harmony with your source as you dance with your God in the silence. The dance continues. It is eternal. It is always with you. It is always in you. You are always dancing with God. And now you are more aware of that. You are aware of the dance. You are aware of the joy. You are aware of the peace. And as you take a breath now and begin to return to your physical body, please take in this final blessing. Oh, my beloved, God is moving by His Spirit, moving in all the earth, moving in each of you. Love, light, and healing, the movement of Spirit within you is perpetual. And though you may return to worldly concerns, you are never alone, and you shall always be lifted to new heights by love and light. Remember this, always.
Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see.
Good morning. I'm James Trapp, Senior Minister of Worship here at Spiritual Life Center.
And I am Jim Lee. I'm the Senior Minister at Unity of Las Vegas. And no, Las Vegas does not have palm trees and beaches. I just like it. I am in Vegas. And so, hey, James, good to be working with you and all of that. But look, a lot of people over here don't know you. So who is James E. Trapp?
Well, I'm just going to give you the Reader's Digest version, of who James Trapp is. I am the, like I said, at Spiritual Life Center. I've been here for 7 or 8 years now. And before that, I was the CEO of Unity Worldwide Ministries. And before that, I was in Miami at Unity on the Bay, had a ministry there. But my previous life, I was a lawyer, so I guess you could say today I'm practicing divine law, and it's a whole story behind how I ended up getting into ministry from that, but that will require a whole different conversation.
Really, I can relate. And so I'm Jim for, and I know some people in Sacramento because that was one of the churches that I had, but there's a lot of people there, James, in your house that may not know me. So I just want to say that I've been in Vegas now since January the 5th. I got here before the pandemic, got a chance to see it before it closed. Prior to that, I was at Renaissance Unity, which was formerly Church of Today. Marianne Williamson and I worked together for a couple of years, and so that was really good. She expanded my awareness of metaphysics with the Course in Miracles. And then prior to that, a couple of churches, but just like you, James, I had a career prior to ministry, and I was with IBM for several years. And so that's a little bit about who we are now. Look, James and I are hooking up together. We're getting ready to do this seminar series called The Way Forward. But this is the talk about it, but it's about you. So, James, I want to start off with this question in the form of, there's a song years ago, and I don't know who did it, but it was saying, what's it all about, Alfie? So what is this all about, James? We want to know.
Your song is from Alfie, what's it all about? Mine is from Marvin Gaye, what's going on? It's kind of what's in my mind right now. And that is the question of the day. What in the heck is going on? Well, you know, we're going through some uncertain times, you know, with this pandemic has really caused us to relook at what life is about. And when we go through these times that are uncertain, it really creates discomfort, because I think most human beings like to have some clarity and certainty as to how things are going to unfold. Maybe not 100%, but generally they want to know how things are going to unfold. And right now, with this experience we're going through, there is a great deal of uncertainty. There are a lot of question marks. And so I think what we're trying to figure out is, how is it that we can be comfortable with the uncertainty? How can we be comfortable with the discomfort is arising, and how we can just be in the moment? And we're looking at spiritual principles and concepts and ideas that will help us move through this with greater ease and with greater grace. So that's kind of what where we're coming from. And I think one of the things is that we're seeing this, in the way I look at it, this is an evolutionary trigger. It's really causing us to look at how we can be a greater service to one another on the planet, and also help us see how we can evolve individually and collectively as a human species. And sometimes we don't see the full picture. I remember a story about Howard Thurman, who was a professor at Morehouse College and also an advisor to Martin Luther King Jr. And he had announced that he was going to give a lecture. And the lecture was entitled, "The Benefits of Slavery." Now, anyone looking at that time would say he must be out of his mind. There is no benefits at all to what had happened through that. But when he came, so most people that came, they were ready to attack him and challenge him and chastise him for even thinking such a thing. And during his lecture, what he said was that the enslaved individuals from Africa were transported all over the planet. And the reason they were transferred all over the planet is to bring a certain consciousness that they had from the continent to help evolve the evolution of the consciousness of the planet as a whole, that you would not see right then, but only see a century later or even beyond. So folks calmed down and realized that, well, maybe there is some benefit that we cannot see. And then we can look at the pandemic from that perspective, because maybe there's a bigger picture that we need to take a look at that we're not looking at it properly, or at least from that broader perspective, in order to see the benefits. And I think one of the things is to help us determine what we value. Oftentimes we value, you know, the shiny objects in the world, the material things in the world. You know, some people may value, you know, the sports teams and athletes and movie stars and, you know, acquisitions and so forth. But in this experience that we're going through, we are actually realizing who the essential workers are. And oftentimes the most essential workers, you know, not beside the doctors and the medical people, but the baggers in the grocery store, we realize how essential they are. The people who stock the food, the truck drivers, and all of them is helping us realize that all of us are important. And it's really causing a transformation in what we value as one of the byproducts of this experience, to say, among other things. Anyways, it's helping broaden our perspective. Now, I know that, you know, oftentimes you talk about as we move forward, that and to get out of this situation and with greater ease and grace, you say that the way out is in.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what you mean by that.
So it's like the way out of this predicament that you talked about, we've got to take a look at going in to go out. So it's an internal process. Now the out, as you just described, gosh, this is so universal. And then there's this book that I like, it's called The Nine Waves of Creation. What it says is quantum physics, holographic evolution, and the destiny of humanity says that there is an evolutionary impulse that we are experiencing now that's ushering in a new paradigm and the new reality. We're just going through a process, but when you take a look at it, it looks very uncertain and chaotic. And as we're doing it, we're saying, first thing we've got to do is to go in. And when we go in, something happens. Jesus Christ said, the kingdom of heaven is within, also at hand in this very moment. The other thing, the kingdom of heaven is near and it's in all things. So that something is happening here with this evolutionary impulse that we are tapping into by loving ourselves within. So in other words, we've got everything that we need already within us. James, I know you've mentioned once before, you got a nice little expression about what's on the inside. How do you call that?
We're loaded and coated with possibilities. Yes. Yeah, we are loaded and coated with possibilities.
And I love that. So yeah. That's what we are. We've got all of these things in us. It's like the baby chick that's in the egg and is getting close to that time for it to be hatched. The environment is claustrophobic. There is less and less resources there. And in that very moment, when everything really looks bad, the universe doesn't come in and say, look, baby chick, let me just make you away and crack it open. What happens, the universe said, I gave you everything that you need from the very beginning, inside of you, even the beak that can be able to break through that shell and come out. So what I'm saying is the way out is going in and tapping into everything that's within us is there, and the primary vehicle is unconditional love, loving all parts of us. It's love on steroids. It's love to the X factor. I mean, there is no spot where we do not give love its due. Every part of us, and James, even the shadow part of us, right?
Yes, yes. Well, yeah, we talk about the shadow a lot because, you know, oftentimes we don't want to face the shadow. We want to pretend that it's not there because we think it's something bad or something against us. But you mentioned the idea that the kingdom of heaven is within, and I also remember this scriptural reference that's in the Gospel of Thomas, not in the formal Bible, but we could talk about how the Bible is put together. That's a whole nother conversation. But in the Gospel of Thomas, it is stated that the kingdom of heaven is all over the place, but people see it not. So that goodness, that heaven, the ever-expanding good is everywhere. So even in the shadow, that is something that is not against us. It is actually for us, but we have to transform how we look at it. There's a story in the Bible when Jesus was in the wilderness and he confronted the devil, which means crazy thoughts. And there's a statement that he says, "Get thee behind me, Satan."
Yeah.
And oftentimes we thought he meant, well, just get away from me, don't bother me, go somewhere else. But over time, I realized that when that statement was made, he was saying, "Get thee behind me." In other words, transform the crazy thoughts, transform the shadow so that it is no longer considered to be an adversary, but is actually behind us. It has our back, it's pushing us forward. So that which we consider to be adversaries, that which we consider to be bad, that we consider to be against us, is actually an ally or a friend in disguise. So we can look at this experience as a friend in disguise to help us evolve more as individuals, evolve more as a collective species. And so our perception is everything.
Ooh. The perception, our interpretation,
yes,
our points of view, in order for us to move forward, we've got to go in and change that and love ourselves so then we could bring that forward. And as we do, we have to be willing to let go of some of our old perceptions, thoughts, and interpretations, and so that we can make space for the new. So when we do that, something interesting happens, because then we can start to see, what if Colin Tippin was right? What if nothing is against you, everything is for you? Then we take this love, and then we're able to see the conditions before us. In that moment, we can see, aha, there is something valuable there. But you can't do it with hatred and animosity and all of that. You've got to bring love to the table. And it's like, James, I know you both of I probably have shared the story about the two city boys that went to their uncle's farm, and gosh, they were all excited. We're going to have a great time on the farm. But he said, not so fast. One of the things that you will need to do, we call them chores. Here's a pitchfork. What I want you to do is start shoveling this manure. And there's a lot of manure. After about 15 minutes, one of them said, "Hey, I'm tired of this." And he stopped and he looked at his brother and he said, "Why are you still shoveling?" And he says, "With all of this manure, there's got to be a pony in here somewhere." And so, James, that is a story metaphysically about some perceptions. What is the metaphysics of this?
Well, I've always believed that how we look at a particular situation determines what it is for us. You know, in that story, both of them were looking at the same, quote, facts. But the way and the perspective they were coming from was totally different. And because they had total different perspectives, they were coming at it from two different perspectives, their experience was totally different. And one of the things we have to take a look at as we navigate through this experience is ask ourselves, what perspective, what consciousness am I coming from? Hmm. Because that's going to determine how we see it, how we're going to navigate through it. If we look at it as being something terrible, something bad, then that's what we will find. But we will find something that's beneficial if we come from the perspective that there is some benefit there for us as on a personal level, as well as a collective level. So oftentimes when we look at a situation, we're just looking at one small part of it. We're not seeing the whole picture. I had an instructor, spiritual teacher, and he would say that oftentimes in life, it goes through a process of evolution. And it starts out with the thesis. In other words, things are going along pretty much normal. We get kind of comfortable with that. And then there's some disruption that comes in, what he called the antithesis, is the thesis and then the antithesis. But those things come together to form a new synthesis, a new way of being, a higher evolution, so to speak. And I think we have to look at this as being somewhat of an antithesis to what was normal, but what it's leading to is something greater for us individually and collectively. Like looking at, you know, sometimes you look at a movie, and if you only see one frame of the movie, you're not seeing the whole movie. So you have to kind of be in it long enough to understand that there's something about to evolve that we don't see if we're just seeing it from that one perspective. So
absolutely. Wow. And as I'm feeling into this, I would say that a lot of people would like to get there, but they're having a challenge with it because of the internal judge or prior programming or successes or failures and trust issues with the universe and all of that stuff. Well, we're going to step you through that in our class and our seminar, so you don't have to worry about that. But one of the things that I really want us to take a look at today is that love is so magnificent that if we can just relax in the moment, open ourselves up, we don't have to work at this. It's already there and it will come forth. Now, what's really coming forth is the real us that's not blocked up with a whole bunch of contaminated thoughts. But when the contaminated thoughts come, what we're going to do is love them. And it just washes over them. So there's actually what I want to say is, with this way of being, there's no way to lose. Now, we're not saying that this is the way. This is a way that really has some value into it. And so we are now adjusting to what's going on because we are meeting this condition with love and insights. And so I know that you're doing the same thing, James, as I am. Right now, this virus has created it. So we're doing this together, presenting to our three churches. This would, under normal circumstances, wouldn't be possible. We are combining forces for good, and we're hoping that this will spread. But this, if you really look at it right, there are case after case in which this is now possible.
Yeah, because, you know, usually in adversities and challenges that we at least see from the human perspective, that something new always emerges. Even in a challenging environment economically, if you look back on history, some of the most successful people develop their success out of the most depressed economic conditions. And so even for us as human beings, when we have challenges like this, what we're saying is there's more in us to come out. And so now, rather than just resting on our laurels, it's almost as if the universe is asking, who in the heck are you? Show me who you really are now. So we have an opportunity to show who we really are, and that which is within us is always far more powerful than anything outside of us. And if we see it from that perspective, we'll bring that out and it'll make a big difference in our life.
And so
I know we can go on and on and on about this, but I don't know if you want to say a few things before we close out today.
So I just want to say, as we wrap this up, and boy, this has been good. You're right. And we'll get into a lot more in the class. I want everybody to be aware of, there is this thing called what's true. And these are the facts. These are the conditions. But there's an expression, everything must change. So it's not permanent. What is permanent is the truth, capital T-R-U-T-H. And that's what I'm inviting people to tap into, is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, that there's only one presence. There's only one power. And that's God. And this God's nature is pure love. Let's tap into that, because that is the way and that is inside of us. So if we move into that, something happens. So I want to turn it over to you, James, and wrap it up for us.
Well, I think you pretty much said it all with that. But if I would say one thing, if we want to really recognize as the truth, that everything that we need, we already have. It's within us. And if we realize that, come from that perspective, we're going to be all right. Every little ting going to be all right. If they say anything, look in the background, that's what I'm thinking about now, somewhere in Jamaica, man.
So I want to close out with an affirmation that I invite you to say. Now, the folks at Unity of Las Vegas have heard this. Sacramento, you may have not. And it may seem kind of weird, but I want you to buy into this. Open yourselves up and just say, my God, what a fantastic time to be alive. So with that, sign off. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in and being part of today's Spiritual Life Center online celebration service. We remember there is a way forward. As Reverend Jim noted, the way out is in. Plus, despite immediate appearances, the universe is always, this friendly universe is supporting our individual and our collective good, even when we cannot see it in the moment. I'd like to express gratitude and appreciation to the Spiritual Life Center staff, the AV team, Ira and Cameron, who works the Wednesday service, Paula, who puts together the music throughout the week, Reverend Deborah and Celia from Modern Roots Marketing, as well as all of those who work behind the scenes to make this experience happen today. And of course, a special thanks to my colleague and longtime friend, Reverend Jim Lee, for participating in this experimental format that we brought to you today. This is your opportunity to help us continue to broadcast these spiritual experiences, not just what is presented on our Sunday program, but also the Wednesday evening WOW program, the prayer and meditations that take place throughout the week, as well as the other experiences that we present to you. So I invite you to support Spiritual Life Center with your donation, with your gift, and for you to give what you can. It makes a difference and is very, very much appreciated. You can give, of course, as we've been noting each week, by texting SLC Love to 44321. That's SLC Love to 44321. Or go to our website, slcworld.org. And click to donate tab and give in other ways, including by mail. And with that, I invite you to join in and take in this offertory blessing statement. Divine love, as me, blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, and all that I circulate. Thank you, God.
Always working, always working, always, always. you may not see and you may not understand, still God is in control. He has promised to bring us through somehow, and he's working even now. God is, he's working. God is working even now. Though we always don't know just how. I said my God is, said he's working. Said he's working even.
And I forgot I was supposed to come back up to the vet room. Spirit living, yes. So God is working even when I'm not. So we bless the tithe and offering, knowing he's going to bless the givers and receivers and bring forth the good that we know that is within each and every one of us. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen. And with that, let us join together and let us sing our peace song.
Oh,
We are grateful for the opportunity to share with you today and hope you've taken something from this Sunday's message. If you'd like to hear more from Spiritual Life Center, be sure to click subscribe on the podcast platform you're listening from. You can find out more about our community on our website at www.slcworld.org. We look forward to being a part of your continued spiritual journey. Wherever you are, God is, and all is well.
Spiritual Life Center. Transforming lives as we love, serve, and remember who we are.
One heart.